Perek Ches, Seif Ayin Hey. Now we're learning a new topic about Gzeya Mishum Boina, Kisui Karkoot. If you've got a cover on things which are in the earth, Mechse Hamatukan Nabo. If you've got a cover which is made for a pit, Oy Letzino, or made for a Tino is a pipe. Hayotze Maritzpo, both of them come out from the ground. That means you've got a pit in the ground. You want to cover it. You've got a cover for it. Or you've got a pipe which goes in the ground and you want to cover it. Also, you're not allowed to take it from where it is. It's in order to take off the cover, or lachzir elim kaima, put back the cover. Shum shenir kaseisa uboina. What's it mean? It means this cover you see on the ground, it looks as if it's a part of the ground. So it looks as if it is part of the ground. If so, you are making binyan to the ground, or you're making seisa to the ground. If you take it off, you're making seisa, you're putting it back, you're making binyan. If you will be mavatl it to the ground and say it's part of the ground, it's not keilu something which you're ever going to go and open it up altogether, and we'll say it's part of the ground. Part of the ground, you're not allowed to go and make it straight, you're not allowed to make it straight, you're not allowed to take it away, because you're spoiling the ground, it's spoiling of the seisa. Here, really, it's made to be taken off. But we don't see that. So if it is straight, the cover is a straight cover, he says, also to go and take it off or put it back. Yeah, also because nira kasoisa ubrina. The im yesh bemichse beis achiza. If there is a handle on this cover, hamichiach, what does the handle do? It helps us to see, shunoyet leshimosh. That means that this cover is made for using. Vein a tofel lakaka is a mutter. If there is a handle on this cover, so the handle tells us that it's made not to be part of the ground. It's made to be taken and put back. The handle shows us that it's not part of the ground. There's no problem to go and take it off and put it back because it's not near Kaboina. Beis achiza zeh. This handle. In tzach liyos dafka yadit haboilet ma'michseh. It doesn't have to be dafka a handle which is come out from the cover. It doesn't have to be coming out from the cover. The extra part of the cover is a handle. Any sort of way which is made in this cover, added on to the cover, even if it's not added on, even if you make a hole in the cover. He explains, if you make a hole, if, let's say, you make a hole in this cover, in order to go and be able to pick it up easily, then it's also considered a way that we see it's made to be picked up, not made to be left there. Therefore, it's not a problem from brain and say so. Yeah, that's what happens. You have these biyuv in the garden or in the street, which is part of the ground, the cover of the biyuv. But they have a handle there, even though they don't have something which is bolet, they don't have something which is sticking out. They have sometimes on the side a little hole, which you're able to go and get hold of it with your fingers, put your fingers inside it, and pick up the cover. If so, we see there is a cover on it, and we don't see it's part of the ground. Then you're allowed to go and pick it up and put it back on Shabbos. Velachen, therefore, im yesh kisui beritzpah, if there's a cover on the floor, shemagbir moisei b'shas ha-shtifa, a sponge hole. Kedei sheyodu amayim lemazev, you want to go and take the water, sponge water, to go out of the house. There is a sponge hole, and this sponge hole has got a cover. If the cover has some sort of a handle, anything like a handle, mutter like bioi or lachzir b'shabbos. You're allowed to go and take it off and put it back on Shabbos. In lav ha'iz also. So if you've got a sponge or a hole, which has got a cover on it like we usually have, then if this cover is a straight cover, which has got no part, which is showing us that it's made to be held on to take it off, to take the cover off, and then you're not allowed to put it back or take it off on Shabbos. But if this cover has got a little handle on it, you have sometimes in the middle of the cover, you have some sort of a, something which is olet, which is sticking out in order to get a hold of it, to go and take it off. Therefore, it shows us it's made to be taken off. If it's such a handle is made, then there's no problem altogether on Shabbos to put it back and to take it off. In the footnote, he says, sometimes you have in these sponge holes, you don't have a normal cover. You have a cover which is a reshet, which is made from crisscross, in order that the dirt should go down, and the dirt should stay up, and the water should go down. Now, in such a crisscross cover, it's very easy to take it, open it, because you've got a hole there. You can put something in, or your finger in, and you pull it up. Now, you would think, therefore, it's considered a handle. That's not true. It's not considered a handle. Why not? Because the reason why it's got this crisscross is not in order to be able to take it off. The reason is in order that the dirt shouldn't go down, and only the water should go down. So we don't see that this cover is with a handle. So it doesn't help us in order to allow us to take it off on Shabbos or put it back. But he adds on that what we have a mesanenet, the sieve inside the kiyor. Yeah, then such a sieve is allowed because it's never been mavatel mitzvatel to the sink, because it's made the whole time to take it off and put it back. So it was never part of the sink. Then that's no problem altogether. We're discussing with a cover which is a part of the ground, which is not usually taken, opened up frequently, then you're not allowed to open it up or put it back if it is got no handle or any sort of way which we see that it's made to be opened. So if I involve kisui kufsat chashmal, kisui kufsat chashmal habnuya b'toch haki, you've got a cover for the nekudat chashmal, you call it, in the wall. That means you have in the middle of the wall sometimes a place where the wires join together. So you have a hole there, and the wires are there behind the hole, in the hole, and afterwards you have a cover on top of that hole in order to look nice. That cover is considered part of the wall. Therefore, if this cover falls off, then you're not allowed to go and put it back on Shabbos. You know, to take it off on Shabbos also. If this cover has a hole inside it, and one sees the hole is made, sometimes you have such a thing, a cover which has got a hole inside it, and the hole is made in order to be able to take it off and put it back easily, then it wouldn't be a problem because you've got a base achiva inside it. Now, that's the first case. Sometimes you have wires which go on the wall and they don't look nice. You put them in a plastic piece. You join the plastic piece to the wall. Now, this plastic piece has a cover on it. Now, this cover gets covered on it and gets part of the wall as long as it is on it. Now, what happens if you want to open this cover or you want to put it back on Shabbos? It's the same thing here. We don't see it is made to go and be opened and closed. It's got no handle on it. Therefore, it's part of the wall, and it is also to go and open it or put it back, this piece of plastic, on Shabbos. He says in the footnote, maybe it'll be Issa Minatoria also, because it's mamish bottled to the wall.